and I had only so much room in my wall, so I put it up and I thought, well, I've got these darts, so I began using it as a dartboard just for kicks. And, you know, it was a little embarrassing. I never really wanted to talk to anybody about it. I had a friend who thought it was funny that I had it in Montgomery, so it was a dartboard. And anyway, so now that I've got that on my mind, there was one other thing about the same drive. I had a friend who liked retro electronic devices, and so he brought over and donated to me a large ozone generator. It was about a 24-inch handle, you know, kind of cool, you know, with five electric light-up tubes, glass tubes on the front of it, and he thought it would be really cool if I got an ozone generator, kind of in a little humbug in a crazy way. So anyway, we plugged it in and turned it on all the time for a while. Eventually, it's kind of developed a big, like, generator thing, ozone generator. Once I just decided I had too much stuff around, and so, long story short, I threw it down the stairs and it broke. And, you know, it's highly damaged and it worked. And so the ship was destroyed instead of being ready to fill it. And so I'm pretty embarrassed by my name once, but I just made it happen. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Today, the theme is stingrays, which are the ravioli of the sea. I didn't know that a stingray's liver can comprise as much as 25% of the body weight. It's large and oily, and it needs this oily liver to aid in buoyancy, because they lack swim bladders? I don't know what that is, but they're found in most bony fish. Fittingly for the ravioli of the sea, the largest organs in the rays are its digestive tract. These organs include the esophagus, the stomach, the intestines. And to conserve space, their intestine is coiled in the inside. There's a spiral valve which increases the surface area in which digestion takes place. The pancreas aid in their digestion, which another organ that they have, and they excrete enzymes. If you have any more facts about stingrays, I've learned, what is this one thing that I've learned? There's a skate. Skates, which are the black casings that come up on the shore, the beach. They're egg casings for stingrays and sharks and things. If you have any other facts, you can go online, wfmu.org. Or email me, olivia@wfmu.org.
Inspired by a good old Alvin, you know, So, hopefully well.
Citizens Committee got a hold of me a little too late on this one. I guess that's pretty obvious to most people. You cheer up when you drive by that one time Frankenstein's building his gender operation turned it into his very own crowd. No skin off my back. I got paid and that's what matters. I got the call from Chief Snowflake. She whined like a dog, shut her down in the basement, she made a clip. Didn't mean up this to me. Their peeps had the scraps, so I respect the result system's power. Jackson Maine steamed in pocket, to which I pointed out that they were too far down the creek for it to hold water. Of course, I didn't let on how I've handled things. Also, go with my ability and all that. I took her money and she handed me a flash drive containing the data collected by a local band back to business. I got in my car and headed back to the Catskill cabin I call home. I already had a tail, so I chose to take the long way around. Got a pretty good look at the driver, burned his face into memory. Lost the sucker around a couple hairpins after ducking into an old logging trail somewhere around Illinois Hill. Waited about an hour until the sun went down before continuing on to Beginning. Couldn't believe it put someone on me that fast. Pulled over in a rest stop around Hawk's Nest and moved the stickers in place. Then I located a hefty stone to weigh down the gas pedal. Back out on the road, I stopped and put the stone in place. Got out of my little red cadet and sliced the level in the anchor. Her in drive and watched the ghost sailing into the abyss. Stopped and put the stone in place. Got out of my little red cadet and sliced the level in the anchor. Her in drive and watched the ghost sailing into the abyss. Despite my belief that Anne Rand was a total asshole, I took drive and watched the ghost sailing into the abyss. Despite my belief that Anne Rand was a total asshole, I took my bootstraps. Back up, help me carry on. I looked back at the overlook and waited for the sun to come up before calling Chief Snowflake for a ride home. I lollygagged around the side of the racetrack museum, hoping to keep me out of sight. I made note of the plate number. By the time I approached the rendezvous, it was too late. He had caught up with her, dragged her into some bushes, and strangled her. All she was left with was the telltale ring of piano wire around her neck.
You don't give them away or something, you have 9 million cash inside of a year. Who's going to feed them?
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll feed you today. That one can of all feed 5 pounds of river and drink a gallon of milk a week. More than I drink in a month.
You have a great deal.
Sword and
Listening to Radio Ravioli here on WFMU. My name is Olivia. This is the final Radio Ravioli of 2017. I will be back in LA visiting family for the last couple weeks of the year. Joe D with Peaceful Solutions will be filling in. For those next 2 weeks, so make sure you still tune in and listen to him. There is a fresh coat of snow here in Jersey City.
Baroni speaking from the west coast of Italy, and yes, there has been a long pause in the so-called tape network, but I've never really stopped producing audio materials in limited edition and strange formats, either as Leutner Murnau, my own plagiarist open name project, or as Le Forbici di Manitou, the band I'm part of since the early 90s. The cassette came and went in vogue, but has remained this precious little handy and sexy thing that you can put in your pocket. It's easier to transport and to mail than LPs. It's flexible and a bit mysterious. It's vulnerable. It's stubborn. It's got personality. You can access instantly to any given track. So let's praise the Cassettes Unlimited appeal and Gen Can Generations Unlimited project. I'm proud to be here with all of you, and keep taping and networking. See you in the mail.
Generator first popping out into my consciousness there on this course in B all those years ago. And think about you, and it's been great to see signs of you on the Instagram. But anyway, good luck with the project, and hope to hear from you again, one way or another. Give me a call next time you're in the area, and we can catch up.
Hi, my name's Don Conley. I am a DJ and musician here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'd like to invite you to submit music in any style for my radio show called The New Pitchforks, which airs several times a month for separate stations worldwide. You can either go to my website, doncompo.com, that's doncampau.com, or simply search for New Pitchforks. All formats, all styles are accepted. Make sure you find out about any airplay by sending playlists to you directly. I also make all programs and recordings, podcasts, and free streaming or download after my initial broadcast. At my doncompo.com site, you can find out all details for your music submission, and also listen to my own music, find out information about my label, read about the cassette culture scene of the 80s and 90s, and much more. I hope you enjoy the track I submitted for this compilation, featuring my good friend, James Hill. Perhaps the greatest home-taping trumpet player who ever traded his tapes internationally, and he's still at it. Underground music didn't die with the end of cassette culture. It evolved, matured, and morphed into something new and exciting. So sink yourself in at any level you wish. Just lay back and soak in some amazing and creative sounds.
I am willing to devote my meager strength.
today, presenting the Space Patrol program on LuxuriaMusic.com at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Sunday mornings. You can find any of the above, LuxuriaMusic.com, myself, or your one true Space Patrol on Facebook, as you might well imagine. I hope to see you there. Nice to catch up with some of my old friends. You're listening to a selection from another project of mine, The Land of Guilt and Blarney, named Atomic Winds. Thanks to each and every person in the world who has supported Ken Montgomery and Generator over the years. Now please, come in and make yourselves at home. You will find the bar over there. There's a lovely view of Venus tonight. And I am sure your ears will take you to where the band is playing in the back room. And oh yes, the mistletoe is right over. Ah, seems to be occupied right now. Well, just relax and have a fabulous time. Feliz Navidad, baby. Welcome to my Space Age Bachelor Pad.
Zoot, 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 z Buenas, mis amigos. Happy holidays. I am so glad you could make it. My, you look ravishing tonight. I love the woods. And you, you look so dashing. The cut of that suit is impeccable. Now please, come in and make yourselves at home. You will find the bar over there. There's a lovely view of Venus tonight. And I am sure your ears will take you to where the band is played in the back room. And oh yes, the mistletoe is right over. Ah, it seems to be occupied right now. Well, just relax and have a fabulous time. Feliz Navidad, baby. Thank you.